overcoming difficulties of life. How many people in this room think that life is really, really easy, has no problems? If you've never had any problems in your life, please raise your hand. Okay, no hands raised. Okay, because basically, if you think about it, there are really just three kinds of people. There are people that have either been through a storm in their life, people who are going through a storm now, and that might be you, and if you're not in either of those two categories, if you've never had a major life storm and you're not in a storm now, don't worry because your storm is coming. Rest assured, your storm is coming. Okay, so for the next slide, I've told Lyndon just to have this next slide for 10 seconds, so we'll count real quick. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who was that? Joseph, of course. Very good. I was just testing your Bible knowledge. All of you Sunday school graduates, of course, the wonderful coat, the beautiful coat, testing your Bible knowledge. So we'll go to this next slide, because when we think about Joseph, we think about what we learned in Sunday school, the cute little kid with a really cool coat, multicolored coat. We don't often think about what happened to him later. And these are scenes from an Egyptian prison of the last couple of years. So if the Egyptian prisons look like this now, imagine how they looked a couple of thousand years ago when Joseph was alive. It's not pleasant to look at. On the top right, basically there's a hole on the floor for the bathroom. And the bottom left, you see the trash accumulating in the corner. Probably doesn't smell very good. And you see the little window of light. So again, if it's like this in the 2010s, imagine how it must have been when Joseph was alive. So how did that cute little kid that we learned about in Sunday school with the multicolored coat wind up in an Egyptian prison? We're going to talk about this. I know a lot of you are very familiar with this story, but I really want to take this story apart and talk about some detailed aspects of this story that we could apply to our own life. It's not just a Bible story, but this is a story that we could apply to our own life. I'm going to have some help from the pastors also. I have a couple of scriptures, and some of the pastors will help me with some of the scriptures. But the first problem with Joseph, and I put that in quotation marks, problem, is that Joseph was a dreamer. And when someone says, I've got a dream, I have a dream, not everybody likes that. People get jealous. People have resentment. They say, you can't do that. You're not qualified, or maybe you're overqualified. You're too young to do that. You're too old to do that. You don't have the right background. You need to go back to school, whatever, whatever. You can't do that. And that's kind of what Joseph's brothers told him. If you look at this scripture out of Genesis chapter 37, it says, Joseph's brothers hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. How many of you had an experience like that, that you've told somebody you want to do something, you have a dream, and how many of you have had resistance in your life? Raise your hand. Yeah, so quite a few. It happens. And when that happens, you know what that feels like. So Joseph, as we get into the story of Joseph, we see that he was a really diligent little boy, even as a 17-year-old boy. Scripture opens up with him as a 17-year-old young man. And he was a shepherd, very diligent about his father's business. And one day, his father, Jacob, or Israel, said, go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me. They were all shepherds. Joseph was, of course, a shepherd. And Joseph's father loved him very, very much. And his brothers were many, many miles away in an area called Shechem. And that was a dangerous area.